From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres. Former Aurora mayoral candidate Fiona Durant says she will not run in the October 26 municipal election, choosing instead to focus on community healing, civic engagement, and collaboration outside elected office. Durant initially challenged current mayor Tom Marakis in 2022, but has since said local politics has become too divisive, and emphasized the need for accountability, respectful dialogue, and leadership focused on community well-being rather than personal conflict. She plans to continue her work through Coconut Village Consulting while encouraging residents to participate in community conversations ahead of the election, which currently includes candidates Marakis, John Gallo, and Sean Dean. The town of Georgina is inviting vendors to apply for its Canada Day celebration on July 1st, with marketplace activities set to run from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. beside the main stage. Organizers are seeking a variety of participants, including food vendors, artisans, crafters, and handmade or unique products, for what is expected to be one of the community's largest annual events. Interested vendors can apply online through the town's Canada Day event page. York Regional Police says many of its major crime statistics have declined compared to the same period last year, pointing to improved community safety across the region. Police credited both officers and residents for helping reduce crime through prevention efforts and neighborhood awareness. York Regional Police says it will continue proactive policing efforts and is encouraging residents to review updated crime statistics through its newly redesigned website. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres.